Dun, 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 dun. It's What a Wacky Week, the podcast. Episode 93, Seattle.
Hey there, and welcome back to another edition of the Wacky Week podcast. My name is Tim Hunter, the guy slapping all this stuff together. And I've been doing it by digging through MDs, mini discs, remember those? CDs, and a bunch of old tapes. Now, the tapes have got some years on them, so I'm trying to digitize them as quickly as possible. But I had this old Akai tape deck, and it started acting up. So I did some looking on the internet, and I found a place called Northwest Audio right over there in Aurora. And just picture this place. I walked in. First off, you can't get in through the front door, and there's a reason. You go to the back door, and inside this store, like the size of a 7-Eleven, imagine this, stacks and stacks of reel-to-reels, turntables, anything electronic, such that there was only an aisle about 2.5 feet wide for me to make my way in so I could get to see this guy. The deck is supposed to be done tomorrow. I don't know how he's going to find it again, but I'll keep my fingers crossed by next week. Who knows what we'll be able to dig up for you. Okay, for years, a guy by the name of Mike Evans did a report for us every morning. I've got a random report I found that we'll play for you. Mike Evans, our On the Road guy. It's fun to hear his voice again. Brian Mengel and his morning show co-host Dave down there in Bend, Oregon, called me up one morning so I could put on my Homer Simpson voice. We'll play that for you. But sprinkled into this week's collection of fun, some radio commercials I did at my very first professional job at KQOT Yakima. The voice is high, the inflection horrible, but there was a time when I thought I was pretty hot stuff.
Everybody, get on up, shake your booty! Friday night, get it all together with the SELA FFA at the SELA Civic Center from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. Northwest Audio Productions will be presenting music from the Boogie Down Disco Company. It's the biggest and best mobile disco sound and light show around. It'll be a place where you can really get down. Remember, the SELA FFA dance with sounds from the Boogie Down Disco Company at the SELA Civic Center this coming Friday night from 9 to 1.
You're listening to Tim Hunter's Wacky Week Podcast.
Hey, good morning, Murdoch, Hunter, Alice from Hartford, Connecticut. The greatest has retired from basketball, and now Michael Jordan will donate the next 10 years of his life to his golf game. He's telling all of his friends that he plans to be on the senior PGA Tour in about 10 years. By the way, that's something that Alice Cooper has been telling his friends for years. Remember Al Lewis, old grandpa on the Munster Show? He once ran for mayor of New York. Now he says he wants to run for mayor again. He is not happy with New York's newest mayor, Mike Bloomberg. Check it out. He will be 93 years old next week. Also next week, a hearing that could mean the end of Harrison Ford's long marriage and the beginning of wedding plans for Ford and Calissa Flockhart. I like this little nugget. Bill Clinton flew 370,000 miles last year and spent only 32 nights at his and Hillary's residence in New York. Only 32 nights. We don't know if she was home or not. Here's a TV note. Oh, bigwigs over at NBC, you know, the executives promised everybody that there were the new writers on the Julie Louis Dreyfus show watching Ellie would really make it much, much better. I watched it last week. It's still not funny. I'll talk to you tomorrow live on Aloha Friday. Mike Evans for Murdoch, for Hunter, for Alice. On the road! See ya!
You're listening to Tim Hunter's Wacky Week Podcast.
Mechanical classes for foreign car drivers start February 5th at the Flying Dutchman Foreign Car Service and Repair. Here is the Flying Dutchman to tell you more about them.
We want both men and women, young and old, to have an idea in both service, maintain, and troubleshooting. Because how often we have troubles in the freeway, and people don't know what the problem is, and mostly it is a very minor. Therefore, a tune-up, service, troubleshooting. If you need it, we are here for to help you.
Enroll now. Phone 452-6549. 452-6549. The Flying Dutchman's Foreign Car Service and Repair. 1906 West Knob Hill, Yakima.
You are listening to Tim Hunter's Wacky Week Podcast.
Well, opening today nationwide, it is the Simpsons movie, and on the phone with Homer Simpson. Hello, Homer.
Oh, hi, guys.
All right, let's get right to it. What is something we don't know about Homer Simpson?
Well, let's see. You already know I'm a proud dad of two kids. My pant size is still bigger than my age. Oh, I know. I have a tattoo. Well, actually, I got one years ago, but it's in a place no one can see anymore.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, let me ask you this, Homer. There's a lot of speculation on which Springfield you actually live in. Can you tell us once and for all, which Springfield is it?
Well, it's the one that we live in. Duh.
That makes sense.
Yeah, thanks.
What about, let's talk about when Lisa finally finds Mr. Wright. On her wedding day, what will you say to Lisa?
Oh, I'll probably say something like, honey, are you out of your friggin' mind?
All right, well, since we're on marriage, what is the secret to making your marriage to Marge last through all these years?
Oh, I think it all boils down to one word. Beer. Beer.
And I want to remember that, Brian.
Good
advice from Homer Simpson this morning. What kind of advice can you give Brian about raising children?
I thought Brian was one.
Not nice.
Oh, I don't know. It seems like it's pretty easy. You just put out a bowl of food and water every morning and... No, wait, that's a dog. Can I get back to you?
Yeah. Sure, yeah. Let's talk about the Simpsons movie. It opens nationwide today. How was it filming the movie?
Well, it was kind of a grueling routine. I'd get up, eat donuts, film a scene, have a beer, film another scene, have two beers. You get the drift.
We got it. Homer, are there any steamy love scenes in the new movie?
Sorry.
Now, there's been some rumblings about Bart being nude for a moment in the movie. Can you comment?
Well, it's kind of like a Ben Affleck movie. It's there, but there's really nothing to see.
Oh.
All right, well, Homer, thanks so much for the time. We know you're busy.
Hey, I gotta go, guys, over to the Regal to catch the movie. Thanks a lot.
Yep, that's wacky.
The final release from Lynyrd Skynyrd's Street Survivors, a $7.98 list LP, is now on sale just $4.77 at Odyssey Records and Tapes.
What's your name, little girl? What's your name? Shooting you straight, little girl, won't you do the same?
Also on sale, Foghat Live and the new release from Aerosmith, Draw the Line. Odyssey Records and Tapes grand opening ends January 29th, so hurry down and pick up your favorite music on sale. $6.98 list LPs are just $3.77. $7.98 LPs are only $4.77. And $7.98 8-track and cassettes are $3 off list price. And it's in only one place. Odyssey Records and Tapes, 207 East Yakima Avenue, open every day from 9 a.m. to midnight.
Yeah, there's giving it up, huh? You know, doing the math, I figured it out. That was from 40 years ago. Yikes. That's enough for me. And that's going to do it for this week's edition of the Wacky Week Podcast. My name is Tim Hunter. I want to thank you for stopping by. Hope you can do it again next week. Until then, of course, asking you that one simple favor. Laugh a little, would you?